Handed down within a day of each other, two different federal appellate courts have significantly scaled back the federal criminal penalties for misappropriation of company information by employees. The problem is that it is not clear if the misappropriation of confidential company information by employees is a federal crime or not. In a Second Circuit case in New York, Sergey Alinikov, a programmer for Goldman Sachs, had worked on the company's source code used to develop their highly confidential high-frequency trading system. Goldman guarded the code particularly well, refusing to license it to anyone. Teza Technology, a Chicago startup, enticed Alinikov to come work for them. Right before his going away party, Alinikov encrypted and uploaded over 500,000 lines of source code to a German server and tried to cover his tracks. Apparently, he did not cover them well enough, as he was arrested by the FBI after recovering and delivering the source code to his new employer. In a similar California case heard by the Ninth Circuit, David Nozel, a prior employee of the executive search firm Korn Ferry, conspired with colleagues still employed at Korn Ferry, convincing them to use their login credentials to access source lists, names, and contact information from a confidential company database. Nozel then used this information at his own new executive search firm that competed with Korn Ferry. Both men were charged with violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the CFAA. Alinikov was also charged with violating the National Stolen Property Act, the NSPA, and the Economic Espionage Act, the EEA. As for the CFAA, the act can be violated when one exceeds authorized access with the intent to defraud and by doing so obtains something valuable. In Nozel's case, a larger-than-normal panel of Ninth Circuit appellate judges ruled that the CFAA was enacted to target hackers and that exceeding authorized access would occur only when an inside hacker goes on to access information that they do not have authorization to access, and not just by violating restrictions on the use of information. In Alinikov's case, the CFAA charges were dismissed by the trial court, which interpreted the term exceeds authorized access narrowly. He was, however, convicted by the trial court for violating the NSPA and the EEA. The appellate court then overturned Alinikov's convictions, ruling that the NSPA can only be violated by theft of tangible property, not code, and the EEA only applies to trade secrets that are related to a product that is placed in interstate or foreign commerce. So if, for example, the code was a component of Microsoft Office sold all over the world, the EEA would apply. Since Goldman never sold the code nor used the code to make any real product, the code is not a secret covered by the EEA. In short, theft of general confidential company information is not a federal crime, according to the Second Circuit's ruling. What really seems to be at issue in these two cases is misappropriation of confidential information. The prohibited action dealt with in the CFAA is unauthorized computer access. Even if using the CFAA in these cases is warranted, the problem is not that employees are accessing confidential information. Rather, the problem is that they're stealing information to which they may have authorized access. The lack of clarity in Congress's position on confidential company information could have the perverse effect of making employers the arbiters of which computer uses in the office are federal crimes and which are not, a constitutionally problematic situation. Three federal courts of appeal still disagree with the Ninth Circuit and its narrow interpretation of the CFAA, and their positions could be ripe for review by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Jay Kaysen.